Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the annual wrap-up equity overview. I'm Catherine Austin Fitz, and I'm joined by Tim Caban, who is a financial planner in Malvern, Pennsylvania. His firm is Copper Beach Advisors, and he is a very rare and unique person, very desirable person in this environment because he's a financial planner who can integrate across all balance sheets and talk about the real deal. So he had a very successful career on Wall Street and then moved to becoming a financial planner really because he wanted to improve his family's personal way of life. And so as a result, you can go all the way from the derivatives market to building local community to healthcare to anything a family faces because that's what you and your family face. But you can do it in the context of understanding Wall Street and where it fits in.
Absolutely. And I think when we made this move for our family years ago, I just kind of had an intuitive understanding that hyper-local was a good way to be resilient, notwithstanding all the challenges we face today, just in the world we were living in and moving out of a high-cost area to a low-cost area and for schools, for children, and all kinds of different factors that weighed into that. One quick thing about this I saw in that PwC survey. It said job one is scenario planning for a wider range of disruption. So that it's interesting with all the years I've listened to you about scenario planning that they wrote that in that PwC survey.
So, something, I'm a great believer in scenario planning. I got introduced to it in the early 90s, and it really does a remarkable job of helping you think through all, particularly the worst case scenarios. The ones you don't want to think about, the ones you don't want to deal with. Oh, please, God, let that not happen. But by putting it out on the table and figuring out what would we do, what would we do? There's opportunity in everything. And as a team of people, if you can be tracking the variables that are driving events and then be prepared for, it going this way versus that way. And one of the reasons I love it, Tim, is I think the worst thing that can happen is you bet the ranch on a particular view of the future. And it's funny because I'm always When I was an investment advisor, I always fought with clients who would get a hold of a particular website that had prophecies about the future. And they would want to bet their entire portfolio on that vision of the future. And I was like, no, because the prophecies never come true. Do you know what I mean? Or they don't come with the timing you want.
My absolute favorite Solari report is the interview you did with Eric Best. I read
Oh,
his book
really?
about where he sailed around the world, but it's he has a unique way of communicating this concept. It just is very smooth the way he communicates it, and but in practice, you give us these tools. It's great to be able to pay attention.
Okay, let's talk about opportunities, jurisdictions. So you moved to a great jurisdiction, right?
Yes.
How do you help people understand the importance of jurisdiction to their financial plan?
I think that some people, if they're in a bad jurisdiction, they're very aware of it. And if they're in a good jurisdiction, sometimes they're in a middle jurisdiction. Not everything's black and white. I wouldn't say that I'm in a wonderful jurisdiction, but to me, what I'd say is get to know your neighbors. Go to local meetings. We've had battles here about different zoning issues and things. And through those battles, I got to know people. So it's a double opportunity to say, hey, I'm going to understand more because in every community, there's big money being injected to override the community, to do things the community doesn't want. And so no matter where you live, that exists. And
It's
where you
everywhere.
can.
It's
But
everywhere.
there's things that certain things that happen that galvanize people. And all of a sudden, now I see that person in the grocery store. Hey, how are you? And you get to know people that way also. I thought one interesting thing, I watched that Financial Rebellion that you did about where to stash your cash. One very interesting idea is to put cash in a bank in a safe deposit box. So it's in the bank, but it's in the safe deposit box. You have different risk there. As long as you can go into there and use the key, you can have your money. It's not subject to the implications when it's not.